Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Happy Independence Day. I hope you enjoyed the 4th of July, the Monday that we got off because of the nation. What happened 245 years ago? Independence. It's not about the 4th of July. This is Independence Day. This is when we kicked some British butt and formed this nation, this flawed nation that has overcome almost all of its flaws. No help from leftists, no help from Democrats to overcome almost all of its flaws, its major flaws. Flaws against women, flaws against blacks, flaws against immigrants. A nation formed by immigrants was still, being discriminatory against immigrants. And then we've got a whole new set of flaws to overcome. You want to know a couple of them? Election cheating. This republic is in danger because there are a group of people who know their ideas suck. And they want to force their ideas on you through the cheat because they can't get you to accept their ideas through normal modes. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I hope you had a safe, happy, healthy Independence Day weekend with family and friends. I hope you had fellowship. You drank some brewskis. You played some lawn darts or what they call that beanbag game. I hope you had a blast. I hope you remember why you're able to do that. Why God put you on this earth at this time to celebrate this particular Independence Day. Do you anticipate this day going away at some point, people not even recognizing it? Just thinking of it as another holiday, the 4th? Because I sure do. But let me tell you something. While you were celebrating and doing all that, there were people holding the line. Men and women in the military holding the line. Police and other law enforcement agencies around this country, Border Patrol, holding the line. Making sure that you could remain safe. And oh, by the way, if you happen to live in a Democrat indoctrination center, aka a city, aka a hellhole, a third world crap hole, as Donald Trump might call it, I feel sorry for you. This was not a weekend of fun and frolic. This is a weekend of you dodging bullets and running for your lives, wondering if you or your children are going to live or die over the weekend. Because dozens and dozens, hundreds of people in cities all over the country, I'm talking total, 30 here, 15, 20 here, shot, X number killed, on the weekend of our nation's following. We're supposed to be celebrating, right? It was like Juneteenth. This is Juneteenth for white folks. We're supposed to be celebrating. But we've got a nation that is being run by a madman, and you can't celebrate. By the way, remember Joe Biden said he saved you 16 cents last year on the Independence Day celebrations? You saved the whole 16 cents. Is he bragging about what he saved you this year? I doubt it, because he didn't save you anything. The only thing you could have done to save money is take meat out of your diet. Don't try to cook some ribs or some chicken or some steaks, for goodness sakes, on Independence Day. Even hot dogs. All of it. Through the roof. You paid almost double year over year for Independence Day celebrations and cookouts than you did before. Every product you bought went up anywhere from 20% to 50%, if not more. Every product you bought going back to last year. Get some beers. Get yourself some hot dog buns. As I mentioned, all the meats, relish, ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise, some chips. All of it through the roof. But you should be celebrating. Joe Biden says, hey, listen, those high gas prices, that average of $5 of gas around the country, it's probably going to stay. There's nothing I can do about it. Still hate your neighbor? Hey, don't worry about it. I know I was supposed to bring peace to America, right? I was going to unite us. you feel united. Let me tell you what. If you were smart, you paid attention to what I've told you many times. Stay away from leftists. Don't invite them to your parties. And if you do, you better be the one vocal. How about that stupid Biden? You know what I paid for my meat this year? You know what it cost for me? I can't even use a charcoal grill. I went to refill the butane tank. I almost passed a kidney stone. I mean, going on and on. You should just be in their faces. I hope you were. I hope you were vocal. Hey, thank you, Joe Biden. I hope you had stickers all over your house when you had a hot dog bun or whatever you had a little sticker said. I did that. I did that. I would have had prices up on the thing. We went to go visit some new friends, the Borland family up in Prescott for the 4th. But I would have had little stickers. I did that. I did that. And I'd have been pointing at prices. Here's what I paid for ketchup under Trump. Here's what I paid for ketchup under Biden or whatever. I'd have it all. By the way, cost us $45 more to get to your little shindig than it did last year. That's what I would have done. Anyway, we have a lot to celebrate, folks. The fact that we are all Americans is a big reason to celebrate. Despite them cheating and the coup that occurred in 2020 that this government doesn't want to talk about and wants to cover up. What is that smell? It's taking my breath away. It's really making me mad. Anyway, despite all this, we still have a lot to celebrate because we are still Christian, Judeo-Christian conservatives, God-fearing people who believe in this country, believe in our ability to turn it around despite the big cheat that is occurring right before our very eyes. We still believe in ourselves and in this country. There's nothing those leftists are going to do to take that away from us. I'm excited about that. I'm excited that they're going to try. And We as a group have made a complete effort to say we're going to keep you informed. By the way, I want to say something real quick because Melissa and I were talking about this. Backstage Club, folks that have joined, we're going to start populating that. We got sidetracked because we had a problem with the money thing. And some of you were able to get through, but we're putting the page together. You're going to get a code that says here's how you log in, and then you're going to get access to everything that we're doing. Just little tidbits here and there, meetings that we might have about the making of the film Beyond the Mules, how we do radio, whatever. If you got things you say, hey, Kevin, you know, give us a little thing on such and such. I'm going to do special videos that will only appear on that page and so on and so forth. So it's really for you guys. We're going to tell you some success stories. We've had some massive success in our Seed Prep program, college prep for kids, especially at-risk kids. I got to leave it there. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I've said for some time, and I don't need to remind anybody that voted for Joe Biden that you're a brain-dead moron just like him. But you are. Don't be mad at me for telling you the truth about yourselves. The 40 million people or so who actually voted for Joe Biden and the 41 million bots. I mean, if I were a bot, I'd be ashamed. I'd go back to Botville and say, who sent us over to vote for Joe Biden? I don't know how bots talk, but you get what I'm saying. Joe Biden's 40 million people, the people who still dote on him, the people who make excuses for him, the Robert De Niro's of the world. You know what they don't want to admit to you? They don't want to admit to you how stupid they are. And they're offended. You know why they're indignant? They're indignant because they realize how stupid they are. They know how stupid they are. And you are a reminder of that. You people who understand politics, who understand the big cheat occurred, who can't figure out why the Democrats would pick such an idiot. If you're going to cheat in Michelle Obama or somebody. Not that she's any better per se, but at least she's got a brain that works. It may be conflicted. It may be, you know, have the same idiotic ideas, but it's in a package that can sell. Joe Biden is in a package that they should be ashamed of themselves. It's like Mr. Burns on whatever that the Simpsons. I'll figure it out. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Joe Biden, an embarrassment. I think he's in Spain right now. Are you? The Spanish are probably shaking their heads. They're chuckling at him. Joe Biden right now is as bad as Bruce Willis. I don't know if you guys know, Bruce Willis quit acting because they said in his last films he didn't know what to do. He was just lost. His brain, you know, his mind is gone. And it's such a shame. He was a gifted actor. He was a lot of fun to watch. I watched the movie, have you guys seen Nobody? Did you guys see that? Yeah, it's actually a good film. It's got Bill Odenkirk. And I can tell you this, without question, that film would have been a Bruce Willis film had it not been for his issues. But Joe Biden's like Bruce Willis. He's being told what to do. I heard a director got mad at him, and he, you know, stormed off the set because Bruce wouldn't kick in a door for a scene, and he couldn't kick it in. He didn't know, couldn't kick it in, number one, physically, and didn't he know what he was supposed to do. And when the guy left, he says, "Why is he mad at me?" He's gone, just like Joe Biden. And the idiots that voted for him, they're mad. Look, I sympathize with Bruce Willis. I say, you know, and from what I heard, people still had him acting because he was making money. If you put Bruce Willis in your film, it made you money. But they said he couldn't remember his lines. He didn't know what to say. Joe Biden is a hair away from that. And he's the guy running our country. Bruce Willis, I'm glad someone cared enough, loved enough for him to say, "Look, dude, you're done. Come on, Bruce. You've made enough money. Let's care for you. Let's make whatever time you have left enjoyable to the degree that it can be." I mean, what a debilitating thing to happen where you lose your mind. I can't imagine it. And luckily for the people that lose their minds, they don't have to. It's the people around them who suffer. Do you know who's suffering because of Joe Biden? Do you think it's Joe Biden? This guy, he doesn't know whether he's senator, he's dog catcher, or president of the United States. But he's not suffering. He's feasting. Even when they find out he's the big guy and Hunter goes to prison, Joe's not going to be, he's going to be shaking hands with the air. Joe Biden doesn't have to care. It's the people around him who have to care. It's the people that he's, that whoever's handling him the way they handle Bruce and having Joe do what he does, that is our problem. That's a massive problem. Joe Biden, listen to this clip. Tell me what you think about this.
You only arrest for the purpose of dealing with a felony that's committed, and I don't count drunk driving as a felony.
There you go. Joe Biden doesn't count drunk driving as a felony. I would wonder what Mothers Against Drunk Driving think about that comment coming from the guy who is supposed to set the direction, if you will, for the country. Drunk driving is not a problem. So what? You damage other people's property because you're drunk. So what? You kill people in massive numbers every year. I don't think of drunk driving as a felony. Coming from a guy who's probably drunk drive many times. Coming from a guy who legislates like a drunk driver. I understand completely how Joe Biden's mind views drunk driving as not being a felony. And for the record, many people out there listening, we've done it. You've got in the car, you go, I'm close, I don't know. Some of you know you had too much, but you drove anyway. Nothing happened. But it was still a felony had you gotten caught. Because if you hit somebody, the likelihood of you surviving is pretty good. The likelihood of them surviving, not so good. You want to know why drunk drivers survive? They're loose. They're just, they're not panicking. Their car veers off into somebody else. The other groups panic. The drunk driver just goes, whoops, what I hit. They get banged up, but they don't usually die. How many people are killed every year by drunk drivers? I'm going to give you those stats here in a bit, but I want to focus a little bit more on why did Joe Biden say that. By the way, that clip was from Joe Biden in 2020. But here's the statement in context. Because nobody in their right mind would believe that drunk driving, given the numbers that I'll share with you in a bit, how could you just dismiss it? I don't know if you've ever lost anyone to a drunk driver, a family member. Maybe one of your family members killed somebody in a drunk driving accident. It's called manslaughter. A felony. And Joe Biden, just like he's dismissed all the other laws of the land, like participating in this big cheat, and all the other illegal executive orders, the things that he shouldn't be doing, he doesn't care about the law. It's not about the law. With leftism, the law doesn't matter. Was there any ramification for Joe Biden saying something so stupid back in 2020? How could you elect a clown when that's what that is his statement? So it was the insignificance of a driving under the influence for illegal immigrants. That was during a Vice News town hall on minority issues, and Joe Biden was asked about his stance on illegal immigration and deportation of immigrants, illegals, who have been convicted or charged with felony law breaking while in the United States. The then candidate, who never should have won, because he is, I'm going to reinforce all the time, folks, he was cheated in, he promised the people in that audience that if he were elected to the White House in 2020, he would waste no time issuing an executive order that would prohibit ICE from deporting any illegal immigrant who had not committed a felony. And he was pushed. Biden essentially said he would decide what is a crime and what isn't, not law enforcement. We'll be back.
Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Illinois police say the alleged shooter at an Independence Day parade north of Chicago planned the attack over many weeks. Lake County, Illinois Deputy Chief Chris Covelli saying the 21-year-old shooter gained access to the roof of a business near the parade in Highland Park, committed the shooting, and then blended in with the fleeing crowd.
During the attack, Primo was dressed in woman's clothing, and investigators do believe he did this to conceal his facial tattoos and his identity and help him during the escape with the other people who were fleeing the chaos.
Covelli adding over 70 rounds were fired, and the rifle was purchased legally in Illinois. President Biden is paying tribute to four Army veterans of the Vietnam War. Biden awarding four medals of honor during a White House ceremony Tuesday. This is USA Radio News. Groundbreaking photos are set to come from the Webb Telescope in 1 week. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
The James Webb Telescope is set to transmit its first gallery of deep space astronomy shots in exactly 1 week from today. NASA's $10 billion James Webb Space Telescope was launched on Christmas Day 2021. Nearly 7 months after its launch, it has produced images that are, according to NASA, a portrayal that includes the deepest field of views of the universe ever captured.
Former NFL wide receiver Demaryius Thomas suffered from stage 2 CTE toward the end of his life. The former Denver Broncos star died last year after a seizure caused by complications from injuries he suffered following a 2019 car crash. Thomas's family told the New York Times he had suffered from memory loss, paranoia, and isolation, all of which are symptoms of CTE. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You only arrest for the purpose of dealing with a felony that's committed, and I don't count drunk driving as a felony.
Hey, so what? I think the law of the land is we have DUIs, we have DWIs. It is considered a felony if you are caught driving drunk. And the reason is very simple. You're in a bullet. You're in something that can do a lot of damage. It can do a lot of property damage, and it certainly can harm people physically. But Joe Biden says, no, it's not a felony. I don't care what's on the record books. I don't care what's on the law books. Who cares about the judges and the justices and all that? Why don't we just have people dox them and camp out at their houses? And for goodness sakes, if we don't like them, let's kill them. Oh, Kevin, you went there. Yeah, the way Joe Biden treats the SCOTUS Supreme Court, the way he has disdain for them, that he says, look, I don't care what they ruled, we'll get around it. Who cares what they rule? So what they rule to protect the lives of unborn? We will figure out how to kill black babies. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Joe Biden will kill black babies whether you like it or not. And he'll kill anybody else he wants. And the Democrats will let you know that they can get away with whatever they choose, and you have nothing to do with it. You have no say. No say. No say in Spanish means I don't know. Just for those of you who might be curious. Anyway, I mentioned earlier the statistics about drunk driving. Joe Biden says it's no big deal. It's not a felony. Why in the world are we even talking about this? And he was talking about it in the context of illegals. Look, that's not a felony offense. You know how many illegals kill people every year in drunk driving incidents? Well, I will say this. I don't think it's any higher than in the general population. I don't think that illegals come over here and then get drunk and go, woo-hoo, let's have a fiesta, let's go get drunk and drive. But let me just put it this way. Drunk driving is about 28% of all the fatalities of traffic is drunk driving. So whatever the number is, however many illegals have come over, get cars, driver's license, etc., whatever that number is, it's that many, it's too many. I don't know if you guys know this, a couple of NFL players got killed not long ago because they were hit by a drunk driver. That's what kind of brought this to the fore. But there's no more, I don't know that they commit any more than the average person. But they shouldn't be here. Whatever occurs because of an illegal shouldn't occur. That's kind of the whole the reason for going through the legal system. When you go through the legal system, you got to have a squeaky clean record. Squeaky clean. Drunk drivers, they say, kill over 15,000 people each year in the United States. It says, if you consider, get this, that more than 32 million individuals drive uninsured in the U.S., 90% of motorists intend to use their phones while driving. It's easy to see why many people would avoid driving. But let's go back to the uninsured. See, that's the part that is the one of the things that we don't talk a lot about, and I think it is a big deal. When illegals do get their driver's license, they will go out and buy a hoopty, buy a car, and in many times they're uninsured. And I'll tell you another group that's very highly uninsured, black folks. We had a girl, she hit my vehicle, it was parked in front of my house. She fell asleep. She was narcoleptic, wasn't supposed to be driving, had her kids in the car. 3 o'clock in the morning, bam, I mean, she hit my car, my one car, so hard it slammed into the second vehicle, and it moved my truck at the time about 3 feet into the street. That's how hard she hit. I don't know how she survived. So they show up to the scene. She tried to run, but her car was, as you can imagine, was torched. Then her boyfriend shows up, baby daddy, and they pull out, I'm not exaggerating this, Mad Dog Insurance. And we looked at each other and knew, uh-oh, they're uninsured. And sure enough, they were. It was a ploy to make everybody think everything was cool. They were uninsured. So I had to fix my own two cars, not one, but two cars, crunched my Acura. Anyway, the point is this. Joe Biden says drunk driving, which in this case the girl was sleep driving because she fell asleep, which is just as bad, by the way. But drunk driving, not a felony. But 15,000 people, give or take, are killed every year as a result of drunk driving. Every day, folks, an average of 30 people die in drunk driving accidents. Someone is killed in a drunk driving accident every 50 minutes. The age group, the greatest proportion of drunk drivers is 21 through 24 years old. 28%, as I said, of traffic, 25 to 28% of traffic incidents, deaths, are drunk driving, are responsible because of driving under the influence. I'm just giving you some numbers to keep this in perspective. If it's a close subject to you, you get it. But here's what I'm getting at in the big picture. Joe Biden in 2020, in order to get the illegal voter to pretend that he wanted to get it, and kowtow to the illegals, because the Democrats don't have to care about anything. They have one way to win, and that's cheating. They don't care about the black vote, the Latino vote, or whatever. They have to make it look like they got the vote. That's why they do these fake polls. That's why the polling, whatever polls you listen to, they don't matter. The powers that be want to set what the number is going to be, and they think they're going to hit that number. And the only things between us and pure tyranny are people fighting on the front lines, like myself, like Jovan Pulitzer, like the folks up in Pennsylvania who I've got meetings with, OPSEC, True the Vote, etc. They're the only reasons that we are not in just dire straits right now. And if we don't get vigilant on this and push back by highlighting the craziness of what leftists say and do, We'll lose this battle. That's why we're talking about Joe Biden and this stupid statement that says drunk driving is not a felony. Who would say that? What next isn't a felony? Murder? Rape? I think I told you guys, in Oregon, they passed some law regarding rape. It involves teenagers or whatever, and I know they claim it's to protect someone, but effectively, rape is legal. Go look at it. Go look at the legislation. Read it for yourself. You can interpret it any way you want. So let's go back to the drunk driver. So drunk driver gets in his car, drives down the street, smashes in three or four cars, isn't held responsible, in many cases doesn't even have insurance. So you got to pay your deductible. You've been paying insurance. I don't know if your rates will go up because somebody else hit your car, but probably. Do you know your rates are a percentage higher just because you live in a big city? You go do this. Don't believe me. Google wherever city you're in. Google Detroit and ask for your insurance rates if you live in a location in Detroit. And then get a rate if you live in a suburb, Livonia. Just go get an idea. It'll be 20-25% less. Why? Because statistically, somebody's going to do something to your car. Vandalize it, steal it, whatever. This is what I'm talking about. And so what happens when these people vandalize and steal cars, hit cars during drunk driving? Your rates go up. Rates for everybody go up. It's just an actuarial number. It's just a statistical number. They're saying, okay, if this many drunk drivers hit the road and this many things are likely to happen, then I've got to charge you for this. Why do you think the kids age 20 to, what is it, up to 25 years old, they pay the most money? Because they're the greatest proportion of drunk drivers. There were 1 million DUI convictions in the United States. Generally speaking, in a given year, there are about a million for driving-related offenses. I'm talking about driving under the influence. But it's not just the deaths. Every 2 minutes, somebody is hurt in a drunk driving accident. When they don't get killed, they get hurt. When you get mangled in a car, do you think your life stays the same? Of course not. DUI convictions will raise your insurance rates 50 to 70-something percent. Do you think that the people that are going through this that are determined to drink and drive care? They don't care. It's not an incentive against them. But anyway, Joe Biden, not a felony. So what, Mothers Against Drunk Drivers? People who've lost people, these 15,000 people per year. Joe Biden and the left don't care about lives. They care about power.
Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Joe Biden is a train wreck, as is his administration. History will not be kind to Joe Biden or the Democrats. Long-range implications are bad for the party of lynching of Negroes. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Oh, somebody sent me a note. He gave me a phone call. He says, "Hey, Kevin, I have turned a friend of mine onto your radio show, and he wanted to give a shout out to her on the show." Let me play his message. Do we have that message?
Hey, KJ, Jimmy from Sarasota. Love the show.
With all this talk about the overturn of Roe, which is great, the left logic is applied here. On the Gulf Coast, we have we'll remind it way too often about saving the turtles. Anyway, there was a wonderful and a fantastic nature of God and all of it. It's a little fun too. But my good friend Susan, she's I turned her on to your show. She's a little cautious to call, but anyway, here's a shout out to Susan of Sarasota. Anyway, she says, "They're not turtles. They're just eggs." I just thought it was brilliant. So I want to share it with you. I thought it would be up your alley. And I want to wish you a happy Independence Day, happy 4th. And, again, love the show. Bye.
All right. Jimmy from Sarasota and Susan, thank you for being good listeners. And, Susan, nice call on the "they're just eggs." Good stuff. Hey, in the next hour, we're going to be introducing you to Clay Clark. Clay's got these Reawakening America tour going around the country. And he sat down with me for a little bit, and we had a discussion. So that hour will be dedicated to Clay and that discussion. Amazing stuff, amazing guy. You won't want to miss it. But going back to Joe Biden, leftists hate that Joe Biden was selected as president in that coup. And the coup happened, and it will be acknowledged soon, but only after the Democrats feel like they've distanced themselves far enough from it. At some point, they're going to say, okay, we admitted we did it. Now, the question of will heads roll? Doubtful. And it's doubtful because the Democrats like to do the no harm, no foul. Republicans are going to be asked to forgive and mostly to forget. And if we do allow this to happen, the coup will become a footnote in history. And the only way you're going to figure out that it occurred is through common sense. The people with common sense who will be able to vet out the truth, the reality, by just looking at the data. Replacing, for example, the most competent president in U.S. history, modern history, with a useless moron. And people with common sense are going to go, I don't understand why they would switch this guy out. And that's going to cause people to go find shows like mine, hidden in the archives, other writings from people saying, we know they cheated. Here's how they cheated. Maybe they'll look at the sequel to 2000 Mules that we're making, Beyond the Mules, and they'll say, wow, there was somebody smart enough to recognize it. Why couldn't they showcase this? Why were they not able to make, to get rid of this moron that was put in unconstitutionally in the big cheat? Well, I don't think it's history that we're going to have to wait for. I think there are people, much like the many people who listen to this audience, who realize it now. Now, you can say, who cares? I mean, it's over. It's past. Why are we thinking about it? You're thinking about it because you never want it to happen again. And, oh, by the way, if you know somebody lied on you, are you okay just moving forward, or do you want them to admit it? I had a woman who lied on me. Her name was Gina. I'll leave it at that. And she told people lies. And she called me up one day, and I recorded her phone call. And she told three major lies about me. And I asked her point blank. I said, well, what about this that you said? Well, I never said that. But if people are saying that I said that, then you know. And so then she finally she admitted it. I got her to admit to all three on tape. I never played it, but I had it. And I knew in my heart of hearts she had to admit it. Now, some people are okay to let it go. I don't, maybe, for good for you. I'm not. I'll accept the truth about myself, but I will not accept the lie. And so, for people, well, let's let it go. I heard an interview with some radio guys in Arizona. They were like, okay, we know they cheated, but why can't we look forward instead of looking behind? Okay, explain how you're going to do that. Explain, you've run a race, you know somebody cheated. Are you going to run the race again? You're going to run it with the same rules that somebody can apply to whatever they want? No, you want to get to the answer. Is there a crime? Oh, I know he killed her, but there's a statute of limitations. I mean, look, let's just move forward on the death of your daughter, on the death of your mom, on the death of your son. Let's just move forward. said nobody ever. It's the most stupid thing I've ever heard. And the people that say certain things, man, they drive me crazy. Well, Kevin, I mean, we can move forward on this thing. Well, you move forward. You know, if we move forward, why do we need to move forward with Donald Trump? I mean, and I've already given you show after show explaining I'm no Trump homer, but I will reward good effort. I'll reward people that do things that nobody else is willing to do. We have people that want to attack you when you do the right thing. It's insanity. Well, sometimes I say conservatives were our own worst enemies. Anyway, let's go. As I said, there are people realizing the problems. Elon Musk, for example. He cut his staff at Tesla, froze hiring. Elon Musk knows that a recession isn't coming. The recession is here. You want to know why I know the recession is here? I have more concern about the price of things than at any time in my life. Now, I knew it when it was going on with Jimmy Carter because my grandparents were feeling it and we were waiting in gas lines. But it's worse today. Not just because I'm paying for it, but I recognize it. We never worried about food. My grandparents. I go to the grocery store now. I look at a bill and go, oh my gosh. I hate having to go to the grocery store because I know it's going to be more expensive. I hate having to crank my car to go. I plan trips. I've walked you through this. That's how I know a recession is here. I'm looking at the numbers. I'm looking at everything I do. I'm analyzing. What's it costing for this tournament for my kid? What, he has to get a new bat. What happened to his old bat? Can we duct tape it or put some monkey glue on it or something? You know, I'm looking for anything. Anyway, the richest man in the world, who builds one of the most successful companies in the world, says, I'm cutting back. What do you think you should be doing? Well, guess what you are? What, 83% of the people, something like that, have said, we're cutting back. So Elon Musk also did one other thing. He sounded the alarm bell on woke. He got the ball rolling. Then he put his money where his mouth was and said, you know, despite all these things, I'm going to look at buying Twitter. And he's holding him to task. I want your real data. I want the real numbers. And I bet he's got some pretty innovative things he's looking to do with it. Well, he's not the only one that's woke, that's waking up, that's recognizing that Joe Biden is a menace. Facebook's parent company, Meta Platforms, they've cut plans to hire engineers by at least 30%. And Zuckerberg warned employees of an economic downturn. Really? Hey, Zuck, welcome to the party. Warning about an economic turndown? It's already here. It's like the cop showing up after the crime is committed and saying, there's a crime scene here. Yeah, right there. The economy, it's dead in the middle of the floor. I took the liberty of chalking it for you. Zuckerberg said, if I had to bet, I'd say this might be one of the worst turndowns that we've seen in recent history. Wow, yet again, safe bet, Zuck. He told employees, get this, he's going to turn up the heat on the workforce in an effort to weed out underperformers and those who are, quote, unable to meet aggressive goals. If only we could do this with the president, the fake president. If we could say, you're an underperformer, you need to go. You know, oh, by the way, for those who missed my sarcasm, we have a way. It's called impeachment. Joe Biden is a traitor who has ruined our economy, and he has made us more vulnerable to foreign adversaries than anybody in history, including Jimmy Carter and the feckless Barack Obama. And nobody's talking about that. They allude to it. Zuckerberg was being as candid as he says. Realistically, he says there are a bunch of people at the company who shouldn't be here. Zuckerberg's waking up, folks, and so will many other leftists.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.